In the scenarios where emir lachem is not an issue, because where it's mutter, there are really two categories when it's permitted. There are categories where it's permitted where Chazal came along and said, really, this should be a bona fide case of emir lachem. It meets all of the criteria of emir lachem. You have the issue of the amira, and you have the issue of the maisa, you have the issue of the hanoah, etc. But Chazal said it's going to. Chazal created certain leniencies, and they said we're going to permit this case anyway. And there are scenarios where Chazal said it's, where Halacha said it's mutter because it does not meet one of the criteria. Like for example, we gave earlier in the week the case of when you tell the non-Jew to open the refrigerator, and the light which comes on, it's obscuration, the light will go on. But that's not a problem because the mirror wasn't about turning on the light; the mirror was about something else. So even though there's an issue, a malach involved, which would be prohibited to a Jew, but to a non, the scenario of Amir La'akim is going to be permitted. So there are two categories of heter and Amir La'akim. So we're going to separate them into two groups. So in the group where it's permitted, because not really Amir La'akim, one of the most famous cases is the concept of hinting. You know, well, if you're not saying it directly, you're hinting it, it's permitted. So I want to start today with what is not considered hinting. And we'll talk about what is considered hinting next week. Some people think as long as you don't say it, it's okay. But if you point to the light, you know, and you nod your head, that's not what we're talking about. That's clear. You're telling that your direction that you're telling him is to turn on the light. That's not permitted, right? If a person will, even if he says the hint, you know, it's prohibited for Jews to turn on lights on Shabbos. So you mentioned the idea of turning on lights in your conversation. That's also problematic. It's not considered a hint. You're talking about the idea of turning on the light. Right? A scenario where we start talking about the issue of, I'm not saying that case is mutter. I'm saying these are cases which are not going to be mutter. Because anytime you hint to the non-Jew and what you talk about is something which is, either it's direct, even though you don't say any words, but you're clearly telling them to do it, or you mention the malach itself in the conversation of what you're telling him, those are not scenarios where hinting is, where remiza is permitted. Bezer Hashem, we shouldn't be here Sunday morning, I think. But Monday morning, Bezer Hashem, we'll start talking about scenarios where remiz is permitted. One announcement is the shmooze for the high school will be at 11:30 in the small base medrash. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.